LASIK is a great option, but it's not the only option for those seeking freedom from glasses and contacts. ICL is often the best option for those with high eyeglass prescriptions who aren't candidate for LASIK or who prefer an additive and reversible method to improve their vision. Hi, I'm Dr. Schumer from Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. Let's talk about ICL and the benefits this procedure can bring to your life.
Visit revisioneyes.com.
Okay, deep divers, settle in. Today, we're taking a look at something a bit different, a blueprint.
Yeah, a blueprint for building something pretty potentially transformative, actually.
It's a new tutorial blueprint, hot off the press, from the AI Unraveled Builder Toolkit.
And that toolkit, just so everyone knows, along with this blueprint we're diving into, it's created and produced by Etienne Newman.
Right, senior engineer, passionate soccer dad up in Canada. Big thanks to Etienne for putting this stuff out there.
Definitely. And while you're listening, maybe hit that like and subscribe. Helps you catch future deep dives like this one.
Good point. So the source material today is this document, right? Detailing how to build an enhanced AI therapist.
Exactly. And it uses advanced AI, specifically it mentions Google Gemini, to do things that, frankly, simpler chatbots just couldn't.
So our mission here is to pull out the key insights, understand what this thing could do, the psychology behind it, and how AI actually makes it tick.
For sure. And the core idea, the hook the blueprint presents, isn't just build another AI. It's about creating a sort of co-pilot for self-exploration.
A co-pilot. I like that. Offering a new way to get mental clarity, personal growth. That's the big promise here. Yeah.
That's the core concept. A tool to help you navigate in your own, inner world a bit better.
Okay, so let's unpack that concept. It starts from an older idea, right? Just a basic stress unloader.
Yeah, the original thought, maybe in earlier discussions, was more about like a digital space to vent, unload stress, maybe reframe some self-doubt, pretty foundational stuff.
Like a smart journal you could talk back to.
Yeah.
But this blueprint, it really amps things up.
Oh, dramatically. It elevates the whole thing. The goal isn't just symptom relief anymore, like feeling less stressed right now. It shifts focus.
Just to what?
To equipping the user with real transferable psychological skills, things you can use long term.
Ah, okay. So less about just dumping problems and more about learning how to actually work with them yourself. Skill building.
Exactly. The blueprint explicitly calls it a co-pilot for your skill building journey. You're actively learning these methods.
And it uses some heavy hitting psychological frameworks. Four of them, I think.
Yeah. Four key ones. It integrates cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which folks might know, and internal family systems, IFS.
Okay, those were maybe hinted at before. What's new?
This enhanced version adds acceptance and commitment therapy. That's ACT and narrative therapy too. So it's a richer blend.
Wow. Okay. CBT, IFS, ACT, narrative therapy. That's a lot.
Mm.
How can an AI like Gemini even begin to facilitate that kind of nuanced work?
That's where the power of these large language models, these LLMs, comes in. The blueprint breaks down how Gemini can do complex things needed for these therapies.
Like what, specifically?
Things like Socratic questioning, asking you questions that help you dig deeper and find your own answers.
Right, not just giving advice.
Exactly. It can generate different perspectives on a situation you describe. It can do empathetic reflection, mirroring back what you've said so you feel heard. And it can even simulate dialogues, which is really key for some of the modules. The AI's job is basically to guide you through structured exercises based on these therapies.
Fascinating. So how is it structured? The blueprint calls it a modular guide. Sounds buildable.
It's designed that way, yeah. Broken down into distinct components you could theoretically build one by one.
Let's dig into those. Module one, the advanced cognitive emotional audit. Sounds more intense than just a cognitive dump.
It is. It's about bringing structure to what can feel like, just a mess of thoughts and feelings. You share what's going on.
Just vent, basically.
Yeah, you start there. But then the AI helps you pinpoint the main emotions tied to those thoughts. And it starts grouping things into themes.
You start seeing patterns instead of just noise.
Precisely. And here's a really interesting bit from the blueprint. It then guides you to think about potential unmet needs or maybe core beliefs that could be driving those themes.
Ah, so moving from the surface thoughts to the deeper roots, getting clarity that's actually categorized.
Exactly, structured clarity.
And this first module already starts teaching those skills you mentioned.
Right away. It brings in ACT cognitive diffusion. This is a big one for a lot of people. The idea that you don't have to automatically believe or get tangled up in every difficult thought.
You can learn to just notice them. observe them.
Yeah, like watching them pass by. The blueprint gives examples Gemini can use to prompt you, like saying, I'm noticing I'm having the thought that...
You get a little distance, right?
Exactly. Or it might introduce metaphors, like thoughts being clouds drifting by, or suggesting you're tuning into Radio Doom and Gloom.
Huh. Radio Doom and Gloom. I know that station.
Right. You acknowledge it's playing, but you don't have to buy into everything it says. Gemini guides you in practicing that kind of detachment.
Very cool. What else is packed into Module 1?
It also introduces narrative externalization from narrative therapy. The core idea here is that problems aren't you, they're things you experience. Giving them a name helps create separation.
So not, I'm an anxious mess, but more like, the anxiety overwhelm is visiting today.
Something like that. The blueprint uses examples like the self-doubt shadow or the pressure cooker. Naming it lets you look at it, understand it, instead of feeling defined by it. Gemini can prompt you, what name feels right for this pattern you're noticing?
And the blueprint emphasizes this audit isn't just venting, it's also kind of diagnostic for yourself, right? It helps you see where to focus.
Exactly. It gives you a kind of map of your own internal landscape to start working with.
Okay, which logically leads to Module 2, the Comprehensive Belief Restructuring Engine. If Module 1 maps the territory and beliefs, Module 2 helps you rewire them.
That's the idea. It targets those limiting beliefs, but and the blueprint is clear on this. It's not just simplistic positive thinking. It uses a structured, evidence-based approach, mostly from CBT.
Okay, walk us through that process. How does the blueprint say you tackle a limiting belief?
First, you state the belief clearly. Then you play detective. You gather evidence for it, but also critically evidence against it.
Trying to be objective about the facts.
That's the aim. But here's the catch the blueprint highlights. Our evidence for is often skewed by cognitive distortions, thinking traps.
Ah, yeah, those biases. The blueprint lists common ones.
It does, with examples. Things like catastrophizing. If I don't ace this, I'm a total failure. Or overgeneralization. I made one mistake, so I'm incompetent at everything.
Mental filtering. Focusing only on the negative.
Right. Personalization, blaming yourself unfairly, mind reading, assuming you know people are thinking badly of you. Gemini's role here is to gently help you spot these distortions in your own evidence for.
How does it do that?
It might ask things like, is there another way to look at this? Or are we perhaps jumping to the worst conclusion here? It prompts you to challenge the distortion and look for that counter evidence, aiming for a more balanced view. Just seeing the distortion can weaken its power, you know?
That sounds really useful. Okay, so identify belief, gather evidence, spot distortions. What's next?
You work on developing a more empowering belief. And the key here is that it has to be realistic, balanced, and actually believable to you, not some pie-in-the-sky affirmation.
Got it. Believable.
Yeah.
And then define a new micro-action.
Yep. A small, concrete step aligned with that new, more helpful belief. And linking back to narrative therapy, the blueprint frames this whole sequence as reauthoring your story. The new belief, the new action that's you starting to live out a preferred narrative. Gemini is like your co-author.
Okay, Module 3 feels like it goes deeper. The empathetic inner dialogue facilitator based on internal family systems or IFS.
It is. IFS views the mind not as one single thing, but as having different parts, like sub-personalities within you.
An internal family, kind of.
That's a great way to put it. Each part has its own feelings, beliefs, agenda. And the core IFS idea, which the blueprint highlights, is no bad parts, only bad roles.
Meaning even the difficult parts are trying to help somehow.
Usually, yeah. They're often trying to protect you based on past experiences, even if their methods cause problems now. The goal isn't elimination, it's understanding and harmony.
What kinds of parts does the source talk about?
It lays out the main types. You've got managers. These are the proactive protectors. Think perfectionism, the inner critic, planning constantly trying to keep things under control and prevent pain.
Okay.
Then there are exiles. These are the young, vulnerable parts holding past hurts, shame, fear, trauma. Managers often try to keep these exiles locked away because their feelings feel dangerous.
Right.
And then firefighters. These are the reactive protectors. When an exile's pain flares up, firefighters jump in with impulsive stuff, addiction, binge eating, shutting down, rage, anything to quickly douse the emotional fire.
Wow, that interaction. Managers trying to prevent pain, exiles holding it, firefighters reacting when it leaks out. Makes a lot of sense. So what's the goal then with IFS work?
The goal is to access your core self. In IFS, the self isn't a part. It's your innate essence, calm, curious, compassionate, confident, courageous, creative, connected, clear. The 8 C's, they call them.
Accessing that self lets you relate to your parts differently.
Exactly. From a place of self, you can understand your parts' intentions, heal the wounds they carry, especially exiles, and help them find more constructive roles.
And how does Gemini help with that, facilitating inner dialogue?
Yeah, the blueprint explains how Gemini can guide dialogues between your parts, facilitated from that self perspective. The source even has examples like letting your relentless striver part talk to your defeated withdrawer part.
So the AI helps you voice those parts.
It can help voice them, explore their positive intentions, understand their fears and needs, all while modeling those self qualities, compassion, curiosity. The blueprint calls Gemini a self-energy mirror.
A self-energy mirror.
Yeah.
Reflecting back that calm, curious approach.
Exactly. By interacting that way, it helps you connect with and embody your own self-energy towards your inner system. It's pretty profound.
Definitely. Now, Module 4 is new in this blueprint. From insight to impact, values-driven action with AI support. This sounds like it tackles that common problem.
Mm-hmm.
You get insights, but then nothing changes.
It's a huge challenge, right? And this module uses acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, to address it directly. ACT is all about building psychological flexibility.
Psychological flexibility, what's that mean?
It's the ability to sort of be present with what's happening, open up to difficult thoughts and feelings without struggling against them constantly, and taking action that matters to you, aligned with your values, even when it's hard.
Ah, so moving forward, even if the difficult stuff is still there.
Precisely. The blueprint guides you through clarifying your core personal values, what's deeply important to you. Values aren't goals you achieve, they're directions, like a compass guiding ongoing action, being kind, being creative, being courageous.
How do you figure those out?
The blueprint suggests exploring values in different areas, relationships, work, growth. Gemini can guide exercises like the 80th birthday party visualization. What would you want people to say about how you lived? It helps crystallize what matters.
That sounds really powerful. Okay, you identify values, then how does it help you act on them?
Through committed action, taking deliberate steps aligned with those values. And to make it concrete, the blueprint brings in SMART goals.
Specific, measurable, achievable.
Relevant to your values, crucially, and time-bound. Gemini can help you structure these practical steps based on the values you just clarified.
Yeah, what if you get stuck? Old habits kick in.
That's where the ACT concept of workability is key. Gemini can prompt you to ask, is this thought, this feeling, this behavior working for me? Is it helping me move toward the life I want based on my values in the long run?
So shifting the question from is it true to is it helpful?
Exactly. It guides problem solving based on whether your actions are taking you closer to or further from what you value.
This whole blueprint describes an incredibly sophisticated tool, which brings us to using it well. And maybe more importantly, responsibly. What does the blueprint say about that?
It definitely covers that. For using it effectively, it talks about interacting smartly with Gemini. One key thing is using meta prompts or system instructions.
Like telling Gemini what role to play.
Exactly. Act as an IFS facilitator focused on understanding my manager parts, or be my CBT coach helping me identify cognitive distortions. That initial framing makes a huge difference in how the AI responds, keeping it focused on the specific technique you want to practice. LLMs are really sensitive to that setup.
Makes sense. And if the AI's response isn't quite right?
Then you use iterative prompt refinement. You guide it. Could you rephrase that with more compassion, or let's focus back on the evidence against that belief? It's a collaboration. You tune it. And for longer sessions, managing the conversation context, maybe occasional summaries, helps keep it on track, as these models have memory limits.
Okay, now the really crucial part, ethics and limits. The blueprint is very clear. This isn't therapy, right?
Absolutely crystal clear and stressed repeatedly. This tool is designed for self-help, personal growth, skill building. It is not, under any circumstances, a replacement for professional medical advice, psychological diagnosis, or treatment from a qualified therapist, counselor, or doctor.
So good for practice, insight, skill development, but never instead of professional help for serious issues.
Precisely. The blueprint explicitly lists inappropriate uses. Severe mental health crises, suicidal thoughts, psychosis, absolutely not. Complex trauma, diagnosable conditions that need professional assessment and care, this tool isn't equipped for that.
And if someone does express something indicating a crisis?
The blueprint strongly recommends building in safeguards. The AI should be programmed to recognize crisis language and immediately clearly direct the user to seek professional help, providing crisis hotline numbers, emergency service info. User safety has to be the absolute top priority.
Good. What about data privacy? You're potentially sharing very personal stuff.
Yeah. A huge consideration. If someone were building this based on the blueprint, robust data security would be essential. If you're just using a public tool like Gemini directly, the blueprint advises checking their privacy policy carefully. Be mindful of what you share and where.
Okay, so let's pull this all together. The big picture potential here. What is it?
It's a blueprint for a really sophisticated science-backed tool. It offers a structured way to learn and practice lasting psychological skills, clarifying thoughts and feelings, restructuring beliefs, understanding your inner parts, connecting with values, taking meaningful action, and really reauthoring your own story.
It feels like a shift from just passive coping to active self-development, like taking the driver's seat more.
Exactly. It's positioned as a co-pilot to help you navigate your inner world more effectively and build resilience. But like any skill, the blueprint emphasizes that the real power comes from consistent practice, personalizing it, and seeing it as an ongoing journey.
And just to remind everyone, this detailed blueprint we've unpacked is from the AI Unraveled Builder Toolkit.
That's right. And you can find this tutorial blueprint, plus a lot of other great stuff for AI builders, other tutorials in different formats, study guides for major AI certifications. It's all at djamgat.com.
Yeah, if you're thinking about boosting your career with AI certs, Etienne Newman's guides are there too. Things like Azure AI Engineer, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, Google Machine Learning. Definitely worth checking out.
For sure. We'll put links for the toolkit and those guides in the show notes.
Great resources. So it leaves us with a final thought, doesn't it? If AI can become this kind of powerful co-pilot for our inner landscape, what does that really mean for how we learn about ourselves, how we grow, how we connect with our own minds in this age of AI?
It's a fascinating frontier to contemplate, definitely. Lots to think about.